it feels great. It wasn't a pretty win, and as I said in the video when I was there with the fans greeting the Saints when they arrived at 2 o'clock this morning, I said it was an ugly win. But look at it this way: it's kind of like you take an ugly date to the prom. Okay, so your date's ugly, but at least you still got to dance. The Saints are 12-2, and they're holding the best record in the NFL right now. I so hope they beat the Steelers. Not only because I would like to see him beat the Steelers, but just to go ahead and secure this idea of holding the home field advantage. And they can do it. They don't have to beat the Steelers, but I don't think the fans or the team should be thinking that way. I think they should be thinking, we are and we need to beat the Steelers. And the Steelers played a really good game. I watched most of that game last weekend when they played the Patriots and beat the Patriots. In Pittsburgh. So, you know, let's see what happens on Sunday. It's going to be a big battle because the Steelers need to win, and they're a team that does certainly know how to win. Here's an update on our Blue Water Foods poll question. Should Saints fans be concerned with the offense at this point in the season? 52% say no, 48% say yes, and you can give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Coming up in the next hour, I want to talk about this Christmas display that is attracting some criticism on the North Shore. It's a display of inflatable dragons, and they're red and green. And apparently a neighbor thinks that it might be, like, demonic. It might be some kind of a cult. Might be some kind of a cult thing. Also this hour, we're going to talk about whether or not you would be willing to donate money to a GoFundMe account set up to help President Trump build the wall, that if Congress won't give him the money, that what about a GoFundMe account? Would you be willing to do that? We'll talk about that. And also, is it fair to say that comedy shows like Saturday Night Live are a Democrat spin machine? Is comedy to blame for promoting a political agenda or political ideology? And if you think yes, then just think for a moment about what that says, that we are allowing comedy to guide our political decisions. Maybe not you or me, but as a nation. All right, so all of that is coming up. If you're just tuning in, look, it wasn't pretty, but the Saints won, and that's awesome. And so, you know, on this Tuesday afternoon, people are feeling great, really proud of the Saints, and there were some fans that showed up last night at the airport. We were there just after 2 a.m. when the plane landed. And let's go back to the game last night, and here was the touchdown by Alvin Kamara. And I've got a text here that says, listen, our O-line has been banged up the last month. Terron Armstead is coming back soon. Max may miss a week. But it was Drew Brees who talked about the backup lineman coming in and doing a good job last night. There were two defensive players that deserve to be recognized. Well, there were more than two defensive players that need to be recognized, but two in particular, because their names are not recognized that often. Especially since he came here from the Giants, Eli Apple had a really good game. And that interception in the end zone, brought an end to the scoring drive by the Panthers. So I thought Eli Apple had some good tackles as well. Eli Apple and Von Bell. Man, both of those guys did really good last night. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we're talking about, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Ryan, welcome to WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. As far as I was thinking, like all week, or the last couple of weeks, I've been saying this, as far as Sean Payton, everyone's saying that they should be concerned about the offense and all that stuff. I don't think we should. I truly believe that, and if I were a coach, I would do the same thing. I think Sean Payton is kind of looking at it like, okay, we've been playing 14, 15 weeks now, and everyone, I've exposed my playbook. Mm-hmm. Everyone is pretty much, you've had an opportunity to look at and know exactly what we're doing. And I was listening to the guy who was mic'd up last night. He pretty much said it himself as he was talking to his team. He was like, hey, look, I know what these guys are doing. I've figured them out. He's been looking at film several weeks. And I really believe Sean Payton's like, okay, I'm closing the playbook. Everything that we've played and have thus far, this is what we're playing. And when we get into the postseason, I really believe that's when he's going to open up the rest of his design as far as plays. So as far as, being concerned with the offense, I don't think that we should be. I mean, they've lost two games. You know, they've been winning. They're on a winning streak. You know, and if I were a coach, I would do, if that's what Sean Payton's doing, that's exactly what I would do.
Yeah, right. I agree. I mean, it seems like this is a possibility because so much, it seems like so much suddenly changed with the offense against the Cowboys, the Bucs, and the Panthers last night that, you know, maybe one reason is just doing enough to win. And because, you know, you've got to do the right things in the playoff game, because if you lose the playoff game, it's over. So you have to win those games.
Yeah. And I believe, I mean, we've been playing, you know, I don't know how many weeks it's been, 14, 15 weeks?
Yeah.
15 weeks. And the players, I mean, other teams, the opponents are reading. They know exactly what you're doing. It's okay. We know, we see Hill in here under the center. We know he's either going to fake it or do such and such. Yeah, they fooled him last night and he passed it off. But it's plays like that, and they're looking at the formations and they're doing just what, I mean, the Saints do just what they're doing. They're watching what your opponents do, and when you see it, you know exactly or have an idea which direction they're going. And because they've figured us out for, you know, 10, 12 plus weeks now, if I were a coach, I would close my playbook and, okay, this is what we have. I'm not exposing any more plays. When postseason come, we open it up and expose them to something new. And that'll really, really pull the defense at that point.
All right, so what if Coach Payton is doing that, Ryan? And what if things are not going well against the Steelers this coming Sunday? You don't have to beat the Steelers, but would you still hold back on maybe some extra plays and some special things and put the game in the hands of the Saints beating the Panthers in the Dome in the final game?
Well, I don't think as a coach he was saying that we don't have to put that much forth in effort. I really believe each game, each week, you want to win to play the game. I mean, you want to play to win the game. And I really believe that's the mindset. And I don't think he was shortchanged a week where, I mean, maybe when you get down to the last game, he may take some of the starters out, you know, and let them rest up for the, you know, for the postseason. But as far as playing the Steelers and playing them soft, no, I don't think so. I mean,
yeah, I don't think we could afford to. I don't want to leave it up to that last game.
No, of course not. And as far as the two, the Dragons that's across the lake, I mean, it's crazy how some people just take things and just blow it. And it's always some hidden agenda or some silly way of thinking.
Or just crazy.
Just crazy. Yeah. Just like the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer story.
Yeah. Ryan, I'm glad you called our show. If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Luke Kuechly, the linebacker for the Panthers, was mic'd up last night, and I heard much of that. The guy is not only a beast, and I got a text about this earlier. He's not only a beast, but I have to add to that the guy is, like, really smart. I mean, he's like a Drew Brees kind of smart in terms of understanding the offense and knowing what the Saints were going to do. And so many times he was right about what they were going to do and could pick it out. So, you know, give credit to the Panthers defense because they have a really, really good defense. Okay, so a judge agrees to postpone the sentencing of former National Security Advisor for President Trump, Michael Flynn. And the judge just ranted in court against Flynn, saying that maybe he should be charged for treason. The Mueller investigation said they don't see that, but, I mean, this judge was really, really, I mean, this judge told Flynn that he sold out the country. And on Fox News, a panel got really explosive when legal analyst Andrew Napolitano explained that Flynn's strategy backfired. I mean, when you think about a lot of these people who have been part of the administration that was only going to hire the best, I mean, you can't help but think that this song applies to some of them. Oh, come on. It's just a radio show. Don't take it don't take it so seriously. All right. I want to add this to the conversation. Somebody brought up the idea of a GoFundMe account to fund the wall for the president. Would you donate to a GoFundMe account to fund the wall? And is it fair to call a comedy show like Saturday Night Live a Democrat spin machine? Our number is 260-1870. Text 870-870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. All right, Saturday Night Live It's a comedy show. They do skits. They do sketches. They do irreverent stuff. They always have. The president over the weekend said that Saturday Night Live and NBC, but specifically mentioned Saturday Night Live, is a Democrat spin machine. Is it fair to blame a comedy for promoting a political agenda or political ideology? We're talking about a comedy. Do you think comedies really do direct public opinion? If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, Saturday Night Live is so disrespectful anymore, we stopped watching. Well, when they were making fun of Obama, and they did, was that disrespectful? You know, I would agree that there's more disrespect in the media to President Trump than there has been to other presidents, including President Obama. But, you know, think about who started the war. I mean, if you're going to attack the media, you think the media is not going to collectively attack back? And that's what they've done. I don't think it's fair to call a comedy show a Democrat spin machine. Because it would be a really, really sad day if people were getting their information about what to believe from a comedy show. Because it's comedy. Here's a text that says, hey, Scoot, Saturday Night Live makes fun of everybody, including past presidents. This president is just too weak and cannot take criticism. Lock him up. Here is another text. This is about something we're going to talk about next hour. I ordered an inflatable Santa for my North Shore yard. They sent me an inflatable Satan instead, or by mistake. Yeah, because, you know, the letters are the same, Santa and Satan, right? Here is our new Blue Runner Foods poll question. Would you donate money to a GoFundMe account to set up to help President Trump pay for the wall? If the Democrats don't pay for the wall, would you donate money to a GoFundMe account to fund the wall? Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. We're also continuing to react to the Saints' victory over the Panthers last night. What do you want to say, and how are you feeling today after that victory? Steelers are coming up this Sunday in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. And we're also reacting to the sad news that Penny Marshall, Laverne on Laverne and Shirley, has passed away at the age of 75. Again, to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. From New Orleans, Eric, welcome to our show.
Oh, thank you. I got a couple comments. I'll be quick about it, though. The wall's a joke. You know, nobody should be paying for that. I mean, when you see, I used to live in Phoenix, the people that came across the border and what they would travel through to get here, you know, I didn't see, and I golf, you don't see white people cutting the lawn. They're Hispanic, you know, and they're paying taxes on fraudulent Social Security numbers that they're never going to get back. So, yeah, and as far as the political satire, that's been there since day one. You know, you look back all the way from George Washington. You know, he needs to it's like I listen to Howard Stern, too. Trump needs to toughen up. And Howard Stern even called him and said, why are you doing this? You don't want this. You know, Trump wants people to like him. And the fact that he can't handle it, it just shows that he's not strong enough.
Well, not everybody likes everybody. The idea that everybody has to like you is absurd. I think to some degree, Eric, I think Trump recognizes that, but he does seem to be overly sensitive to the people who don't like him. You know, it doesn't matter what you do for a living. And sometimes I'll get a text from somebody who, I mean, I get the text often. They're just, you know, I suck and they hate me. And sometimes I'll text back and I'll go, I don't know what you do for a living, but not everybody likes you. I mean, there are people in your industry and there are customers in your area of expertise and they don't like you. They don't like the way you do business. So they go to somebody else because nobody has 100% of the market. So you have to be secure in the reality that, hey, not everybody likes you.
Well, if you're a president, you got over a 50% approval rating, you're doing well, you know?
Yeah.
And so that means over 40% don't like you. And the fact that if you listen to even people from Hollywood, actors and everybody else, they're like, they don't look at social media. But yet Trump's, it's kind of a joke that our president is tweeting all the time. and he's in an argument with singers and everybody else, you know, and anybody who says something negative, he comes back and just lashes back, you know.
Eric, I'm glad you called the show. If you're on hold, stay with us. If you want to join our conversation, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, I haven't watched SNL since the early 80s when it stopped being funny. You know, I would admit, I went a long time without watching, and I mean, there was a time that I watched it every week. I mean, it was such a tradition when it first came on and the years after that. And then I kind of strayed away from it. But, you know, I don't know. I think in recent years, it's gotten to be really funny. And I recognize the comedy for what it is. It's comedy. It's not political commentary. I'm Scoot. We'll be back. It was quite a game, quite a defensive battle. Saints win it 12-9. And, you know, the Saints go for 2 points. And the Panthers intercept and run it back for the score of 2 points. If nothing else, that was really embarrassing, but I guess those things happen. It was a poor decision, I guess, to throw the ball. But also, it was a good defensive play, and you know, we can't take away from the way the Panthers played defense. Here was the interception by Eli Apple, which was a great turning point in the game. I meant to say Sean Payton. We got more of Drew Brees coming up a little bit later. A good game. And I was there last night with the fans who were there to greet the Saints just after 2 o'clock in the morning when the plane landed. And, you know, it wasn't as large a crowd as I've seen out there. But when you consider that it was 2 o'clock in the morning, it was a very, very decent sized crowd. And that's got to mean so much to the Saints to see that at that hour, you know, they return and the fans are there. And this is part of the reason why New Orleans Saints fans have this image of being just such great fans. It's not just showing up in the dome, but it's also things like that. Those are the things that give the players the impression that, man, Saints fans are really, really dedicated. So we're talking about a couple of different things. Would you donate money to a GoFundMe account to help President Trump pay for the wall? If he doesn't get money from the Democrats, would you donate the money? That's our Blue Runner Foods poll question. 58% say no. 42% say yes. Give us your opinion at WWL.com. Here's what I find ironic about that. If you would donate money to the GoFundMe account, then you are admitting that you were deceived when President Trump said Mexico would pay for the wall. Everybody that said, build that wall, who's going to pay for it? Mexico. Everybody that chanted all of those things at all the rallies. If any of those people donated money, would they be hypocrites? And also, is it fair to call a comedy show like Saturday Night Live a Democrat spin machine? Here's a text that says, Saturday Night Live is hilarious. Another text says, Saturday Night Live, actors take it outside the show and make it personal. Here is another text that says, not comedy show's fault. He gives material. Yeah, here's another text that says, Trump gives so much material, how can you not make fun of it? I mean, look, some people are just set up for being the target of comedy. And everybody has their characteristics or their idiosyncrasies. Ronald Reagan had his. I don't remember many with George H. Walker Bush, but I'm sure there were some. I just don't remember them. Bill Clinton certainly had his idiosyncrasies and characteristics. George W. Bush, Barack Obama. I did an entire show one afternoon on the late night jokes that were told about Barack Obama when he was president. Because people think they never made fun of Obama. That is factually not true. I mean, did a whole hour on all of that. So, again, you remember what you want to remember. You believe what you want to believe. And these shows just don't pick on Trump. But President Trump provides so much material. And so, you know, I mean, if you can't laugh at yourself, you know, then get over yourself. If you've got a comment, 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. So let's dedicate this song to not only Cam Newton and the Panthers, but also to former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. You know, come on, it's just a comedy show, you know? You sit back and you laugh, and I make myself, I don't have to really make myself, but I laugh at stuff. that's said and used to make fun of somebody that I like. And it just amazes me that, like, people get so damn personal with their politician. Like, oh, you can't say that about Obama. Well, yes, you can. Or you can't make fun of President Trump. Yes, you can. And I just, I really feel badly for those who are at a point where they just can't even see the humor in something. And Donald Trump provides so many opportunities. And you know, I've got a text here that says, do I ever say anything positive about Trump? Like literally just one thing without following criticism too. He's been far from perfect, but he's done some things worthy of compliment, and I never hear you give credit. You claim to be in the middle, but you come as fairly biased. Well, I'm very biased. What is fair about this show is that I do a really good job of trying to welcome in different opportunities for people to express their opinions. And I read text. I read, I would say 85% of the texts that I read are negative. I don't balance that out with the texts that love the show, that love everything that I'm doing, that agree with everything I say. I don't read those as much as I read the negative ones. And then our phone lines are always open, and there are constantly people calling who disagree with me. But, I mean, I'm a maverick moderate. I mean, and that's the best way I can describe who I am. And that's reflective of a lot of people in America, a lot of people. Because not everybody is so beholden to a political ideology that they're not honest. And I just try to be honest. I've said many positive things about President Trump. I comment on what President Trump says daily. And I do this because he's president of the United States, not because he's Donald Trump. And when the president issues official statements, and every tweet is an official statement, and when the president of the United States officially tweets out that a comedy show that does skits is a Democrat spin machine, I'm going to react. So it's not that I'm looking for things. It's just that they're there. I've said positive things about President Trump. I've said, even though he doesn't deserve total credit for the economy, I have given him credit for doing some things that spurred the economy. And then, by the way, you know, all the people, and Trump included, you know, if you brag about the stock market being high, why aren't you saying something now when it's gone down? I mean, if you're going to take credit when it's high, then you got to take credit when it's low. But see, that's not the way it works, because people are infected with hypocrisy. And that's just not fair to the whole conversation. I've also talked recently about President Trump and the bipartisan bill that he passed, that he signed, it was passed by the House, on criminal justice reform. And I talked about how this is a really, really great story, but the president himself that day trumped his own positive bipartisan news with just a ridiculous comment about Democrats getting in line and voting and then running to their cars and changing their hats and shirts and voting again. That was an absurd comment. But I did mention the other. But it was an interesting day because the president himself is trumping, if you'll pardon that use of the word, he's trumping his own positive news. And so I guess he wants us to do all of this. By the way, I'm getting some text, and I am really embarrassed. I'm embarrassed that I didn't remember that Dana Carvey did such a brilliant job of making fun of George H.W. Bush. I had forgotten that, and that was really funny stuff. So Saturday Night Live has made fun of every president. And again, it's Donald Trump as president who just presents so much material, not weekly, not daily, hourly. It's impossible to be in the media, whether you're in comedy or you do a talk show. It's impossible to ignore it. All right, if you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. It's December the 18th. Next week is Christmas, and here is a classic Christmas hit done by John Lennon, but this is the Maroon 5 version of it. Donating blood saves lives. Give today at the Blood Center. It's Tuesday afternoon. I'm Scoot. It is time for the Tuesday song text-off, and what we do on Tuesday afternoons at this time is I will play one song, usually an original. That's song A, and then I'll play a cover, song B. Sometimes we have song C, two covers. you decide which one you like the best. Well, today we're doing Christmas song. We're doing Christmas songs this time of year. But today I'm going to do two covers. This song has been done by so many, many different people that I'm not even going to go back to the original. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. I'm not going to tell you who does these two songs. Many of you will recognize who these two artists are. But I'll announce that after the top of the hour news. And you text either A or B to 870-870. We'll add all of that up, and we'll have the winner following the news at 3 o'clock. So here is Song A. All right, Song A was done before Song B, but these are both covers. So which do you like best, Song A or Song B? Text either A or B to 870-870, and I'll have the results when we come back right after the news at 3 o'clock. From Covington, Matt, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Sure.
This is, first off, I love the Saints. I mean, it was a smash-mouth game.
It was.
They won ugly. You know, I think they got robbed in the Dallas game. They should have won that, the Cowboys. They were robbed. But anyway, getting to humor. I'm a New Yorker, okay? And there's something that conservatives are just going to have to deal with. New York is pretty much liberal, and it's Jewish shtick. It's a Jewish-based thing that, you know, it just is. Jews make fun of oppression. Comedy makes fun of oppression. And if you're conservative, you're not making fun of the powers that be. You agree with the powers that be. It just is. Mel Brooks, Penny Marshall, Soupy Sales, all of them. You can go down and on and on and on. If you really want to understand, you know, Saturday Night Live is New York. It is predicated on that genre, that zeitgeist in New York. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a program called The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. It's on Maisel. It's on Netflix. People down here will not get 90% of it.
I'm gonna have to leave it there. I think you bring up a very legitimate point. And here's a text that says, I bet you that Lauren Michaels is a liberal Democrat. Look at the actors he hires, like Alec Baldwin. I'll respond to that when we come back on WWL.